Hello and welcome to www.thoughtoftheweek.co.uk. This is David Gardner, and this week's thought, dated the 27th of May 2007, is titled Three Blind Men and an Elephant. I found a version of this story when I was searching the internet for a description of what power was. I subsequently found more than 10 different versions of the same story, dating back for more than 150 years. But without more ado, here goes. One day, three blind men happened to meet each other and gossiped a long time about many things. Suddenly one of them recalled, "I heard that an elephant is a queer animal. Too bad we're blind and can't see it." "Ah, yes, truly too bad we don't have the good fortune to see the strange animal," another one sighed. The third one, quite annoyed, joined in and said, "See, forget it. Just to feel it would be great." "Well, that's true. If only there was some way of touching the elephant, we'd be able to know," they all agreed. Now it so happened that a merchant with a herd of elephants was passing and overheard their conversation. "You fellows really want to feel an elephant? Then follow me and I'll show you," he said. The three men were surprised and happy. Taking one another's hand, they quickly formed a line and followed while the merchant led the way. Each one began to contemplate how he would feel the animal and tried to figure out how he would form an image. After reaching their destination, the merchant asked them to sit on the ground to wait. In a few minutes, he led the first blind man to feel the elephant. With outstretched hand, he touched the left foreleg, and then the right. After that, he felt the two legs from top to bottom, and with a beaming face turned to say, "So, the queer animal is just like that." Then slowly, he returned to the group. Thereupon, the second blind man was led to the rear of the elephant. He touched a tail which wagged a few times, and he exclaimed with satisfaction, "Ha ha, truly a queer animal, truly odd. I know now, I know." And he hurriedly stepped aside. The third blind man's turn came, and he touched the elephant's trunk, which moved back and forth, turning and twisting, and he thought, "That's it, I've learned." The three blind men thanked the merchant and went on their way. Each one was secretly excited over the experience and had lots to say, yet all walked rapidly without saying a word. "Let's sit down and have a discussion about this queer animal," the second blind man said, breaking the silence. "A very good idea, very good," the other two agreed, for they had this in mind. Without waiting for anyone to be properly seated, the second one blurted out, "This queer animal is like our straw fans, swinging back and forth to give us breeze. However, it's not so big or well made. The main portion is, well, rather wispy." "No, no," the first blind man shouted in disagreement. "This queer animal resembles two big trees without any branches." "No, you're both wrong," the third man replied. "The queer animal is similar to a snake. It's long and round and very strong." How they argued. Each one insisted that he alone was correct. And of course, there was no conclusion, for not one had thoroughly examined the whole elephant. How can anyone describe the whole until he has learned the total of the parts? Now, there are so many great thoughts in this story, which I guess is why there's so many versions. But let me finish with my two thoughts. I wondered, how do I gain the ability to appreciate the whole elephant? Seeing things from all perspectives, rather than the one that I naturally know, you know, through my role, through my education, my history, geography and contacts. And do I think about which elements I'm blind for? And what action am I taking to regain my sight? Have fun looking for your elephants. Till next week, regards, Dave Gardner.